Hello, people of the internet. This is Thunder Locust 3, and welcome to another episode of my podcast. Now, for those who know me the best, you know that I don't deal with drama and stuff. However, what happened last week is something that would most likely make me unsure about posting more for YouTube or continuing with YouTube itself. I have plans, because I have actually plans on making this visible, sharing this on sites where you can watch it, so that if you cannot listen to it, if you're mostly on YouTube, you can also watch this podcast on YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube, that means I have already transferred all of my podcast. Now, for those who doesn't follow, there is this specific YouTuber. We're just gonna call this YouTuber Doxy, and this other one, we're gonna call them Critic. So, Critic has made a lot of videos about Doxy, making videos about other creators and not not crediting them. And Critic was like, you know what, they don't deserve this. I'ma do a video of you reacting to the video of them, not crediting them. However, I will credit them. And so Doxy felt like that was a challenge, posted an Instagram picture. And apparently, they decided to, yeah, it's a good idea to go to the YouTuber's house and threaten them. Now, you know, I'm calling them Doxy. So Doxy did it while Critic was on stream, and people saw it. It became a major issue on YouTube. And so, now, apparently, what Doxy did is acceptable for YouTube, since Doxy is a big creator. And imagine a smaller creator doing that shit. I am willing to bet that YouTube will take action immediately. Like, that creator who doxed another creator would be gone in a snap. Or maybe not just a small creator. Let's give it a female creator. Oh no, a male creator, sorry. A male creator. No, right. A female creator. If a female creator or a very big creator did the doxing, YouTube won't bat an eye. Or majority of the people won't really bat an eye. But if it's if it's a smaller creator or a male, YouTube would be like, yeah, now you're a danger in our in our platform. That's what happened with Actman. He made a satirical post on Twitter threatening people about doxing. Remember, Actman just threatened. Doxy performed the action. Now, I'm gonna ask you, IRL, most of you would say that doxing people IRL is worse than just threatening them, because usually threaten can be just a joke, which Actman wanted to make it seem like. And apparently, since Actman is a smaller creator, YouTube banned them. He is a smaller creator and also a male, so YouTube banned them. And meanwhile, Doxy, they just got a temporary monetization ban. Temporarily. So, you know, if I was critic, I would be pissed. Why? Because my life was technically in danger. Since Doxy decided that it's a good idea to show it to millions of people, to show my place of residence to millions of people without thinking twice. And before, YouTube's TOS says that they will punish you if you have done illegal things inside and outside YouTube. However, Doxy did something bad outside. YouTube decided, nah, you're just gonna get a slap on the wrist. Imagine critics feeling right now. And YouTube said that even critic has a bad thing in it. Like, come on. YouTube, that's not how you do doxing. It's annoying, to be honest, for this to happen. I'm not even sure. I'm sorry if you hear electric fan. I'm not really at my usual studio, quote unquote. So, just imagine that. Even I would be so pissed. So, you know, come on, YouTube. Do better. You need to do better, YouTube. It's not, don't just give them a slap on the wrist. Deplatform them. Or, you know what? I want to call on Meta. Why not deplatform her? Because it happened on your site, Meta. It happened on your site, Instagram. Why not deplatform her altogether so that Doxy cannot threaten or put danger in other people's lives? It should have been obvious, Instagram. It doesn't matter if she deleted it. There are tons and tons and tons and tons of evidence that critic collected. You can ask critic. And, you know, you can ask critic for proof and he will send it to you. You cannot fabricate those kinds of pictures. Imagine telling critic or telling people that I'm just 5 minutes away from critic's house. Should I go? And you went there. It's annoying. It's dangerous. And to be honest, I made a satirical post about this. You know, if I did this and it became wild, YouTube would be like, nah, your platform's gonna be demonetized. That's just how it will go. Why? Because I'm not a big time creator. Meanwhile, Doxy there can mosey their way over to another person's house and be like, I'm in the front of your house. I'm in the front of their house. And Doxy's sibling decided it's a good idea to poke the bear some more, saying that address can be found on Google, blah blah blah. It doesn't give you an excuse to go to someone's house and make a video about them or make a story about them or make light of what happened. YouTube is just sweeping it under the rug. Even critic got punished for making videos about Doxy. It's funny how YouTube operates on money. They don't care if another person's life is at stake. If you make more money for them, they will support you, it seems like. It's annoying. No? YouTube, I thought you had to do better. You were supposed to be a platform that promotes safety for your creators. What if that creator was really in danger? What if Doxy really had a weapon in that moment? Think about it, YouTube. What if Doxy had a weapon? You don't know. Why? Because it's off your platform. And I thought doxing is a deplorable offense, which leads to permanent ban, which leads to permanent demonetization, which leads to deplatform deplatforming that creator, and yet here we are. That creator still has a platform. Removing videos should not be an excuse. Why is Doxy removing videos? I don't know. Maybe because she or they are very, very guilty of what they have done. I'm just flabbergasted about how YouTube did all of this. I should be surprised, you know, but not. Why? Because Doxy is a big time creator, and YouTube loves money. They prefer money over safety. I don't even know. Like, I don't care if YouTube hears this. YouTube, you should wake up. You're changing your TOS just because of a special case. Such wonder. And what? Only big time creators will be able to enjoy that? Or will also smaller creators will be enjoying doing illegal things outside of YouTube? You said it yourself on your new TOS. It's fine if things happen outside of YouTube. So I guess we can just dox anyone if it's outside your platform. That's what you're saying to us, YouTube. You should think about the rules you are implying. It's annoying when you have to take a knee because someone is a big creator. And they decided to dox someone. You should have known. People have been posting dangerous stuff about that creator, and yet here we are. We shouldn't have this conversation on YouTube. You know? People shouldn't have this conversation. You should have acted fast and immediate. YouTube, you are a big disappointment to the overall community right now. Logan Paul has done shit. Ukulele Girl has done shit. And here, this is doxing. And you're not doing shit? Wow. YouTube, such family-friendly platform. I thought you're a family-friendly platform. I guess being doxed is part of family-friendly messages. I just have to vent this out because it's annoying. I don't even know how and why it would be this annoying. I don't know. Freaking YouTube doing dumb decisions. Punishing the victim. Smart. Anyways, I just have to get this out of my system. It's very annoying. I hate what happened. So, nonetheless, this has been Thunder Locust Read. Temporarily signing out.